Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're the word association.
Heard.
The implication. Dessert. Evaluation.
We're the word
association.
We're the word
association.
And we heard.
The implication.
Dessert.
Evaluation.
We're the word
association.
All right, we're down to two final contestants. Gentlemen, hands on your buzzers. Of course, this is the lightning round. And you will go back and forth with answers until someone doesn't have any right.
Okay.
All right.
Are you okay? You got struck pretty hard.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just part of the job. Part of the job, unfortunately.
Yeah, they make you wear so many keys around your neck.
Yeah.
Your shoes seem to be melted to your platform.
Yeah. I applied for the job in the paper when I saw it that said conductor, and I didn't realize that it was a lightning conductor and not a train conductor, as that was my previous occupation.
Oh, well, and I know we're probably like short on time or whatever. We need to get through this round, but I just want to say, I've never been struck by lightning, but there's no way. I could you take it professional. I mean,
like a champ.
It looks like it doesn't even hurt.
Thank
it's
you.
It's really appreciate something.
It. Benjamin Franklin, eat your ass out or heart out. Heart out.
Sucks.
I should have said heart
Hell
out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That guy got hit by lightning and then died from syphilis. So
A penny saved is an eat your ass. Am I right?
Yeah, eat your ass. All right, hands on your buzzers.
Okay.
Name back and forth as many oceans as you can. And
quick question. Yes. Why do we need that hand on a buzzer just to who starts?
If we're going back and forth, why do we need our... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same question.
Whoever starts first rings in.
Whoever starts first rings in. Okay. So I guess...
Fuck. That one went down to my toes. Just whoever wants to go first, buzz in. Oh,
got it.
Guys.
Got
do
it.
They not all go down to your toes? Because that's a problem if it's bouncing around your stomach.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty dead. I think I got what's called a dead foot.
I'm so sorry. Could you repeat the question?
Sorry, yeah. Can you repeat
here
the
we
question?
Go. Name as many oceans as you can.
It's going to be pretty quick.
Buzz.
Ooh.
Who was it? Was
you
that
know
a tie?
What, that means?
What?
Double buzz means double lightning. Oh, fuck.
Oh, can we stop?
I'm so sorry.
I think this guy is really...
There's no one in the room. There's no producers in the room. It's just energy coming up from the floor to the ceiling, creating lightning.
All right. I'm going to lay off
the ball.
You
guys both rang in, which activated the double lightning mount. As all you know, the money is doubled and the volts are tripled.
Hey, buddy. Hey, other contestant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like he thinks he's talking right now, but... He's mostly foaming at the mouth and sort of just gesticulating wildly. I don't know if in his head he thinks he's still hosting.
It sure seems like it, but I don't want to stop it. I kind of could use that money. I'm looking.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, here we go. I think he's back.
And we're back.
Okay.
All right. Here we are. Double lightning round. The points are doubled. The lightning is tripled. And we're still going off of our previous
question. Sorry, question. Why have the first lightning round if simply buzzing into the first lightning round activates the double lightning round? That doesn't make, right? Am I crazy?
You're not crazy, all right? Zeus made me do this game. Father of Lightning. He made me do it.
Oh, okay.
So this is my punishment. This is my hell.
Gotcha. Yeah, my cousin's tied to a rock and he has an eagle that eats his liver every day. So the gods have sort of, you know, punished my family as well. So totally understandable. Oh, okay, man. Ready.
My cousin owns like 7 Quiznos and they're all, you know, on their way out. So I hear you.
They got a pepper bar though.
No, 2 of them do. He had to sell the other 5 to keep the other ones.
All right,
open.
Here we go. Final round. You're still naming the oceans, okay?
Okay.
But you have to also name countries that begin with C. So I need an ocean and a country at the same time.
Okay. And we go through all the oceans and then go to countries or every...
No, you got
to
ring in, say an ocean, say a sea. Nope, great. Say an ocean, say a sea country.
Okay, buzz.
Okay.
Indian, Croatia.
Good, yes.
Pacific, Ocean, China.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that was a roller coaster.
Weird way to lead into a
affirmation. Sorry, I hear a lot of echoes. I can hear a lot of echoes. I'm so full of lightning, I'm not 100% sure what comes in, what comes out.
Your eyes are all white, like no pupils. Huh? It's just all white. You look like Storm. You know when Halle Berry plays Storm and she like, anyway.
You talking about when she's in Monsters Ball?
I think I was pretty specific on what I was talking about. Atlantic, Chile.
Okay, correct.
Okay, wow. Really good one. Oh, that's great.
He's stalling.
No, I was just complimenting you because I think that's really good. So we did say...
Oh,
no.
Thank you.
Well, that
Congo?
Thunder means time is up.
That was thunder?
I mean, it's the best I could do. I'm so charged up right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Remember,
what did he win?
Always pay your electric bill. And if you don't, I'll come find you. Because that's my friends who you're ripping off.
Well, Buzz, I'm Adel Rafai.
Well, Bing, I'm Brett Lyons.
Boom, I'm Rob White. And the old classic Buzz Bing Boom.
We did a classic Bing Bang Boom.
Oh, the 3 Aldrin brothers. Bing, Boom, and Buzz Aldrin, 3 of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, Bing. Bing didn't get the notoriety that Buzz got, unfortunately.
Yeah, Buzz walked on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Boom, I believe, wrote the definitive book on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and Bing died at birth.
Bing died at birth. We still celebrate him.
Yeah, you should Google what happened to Bing. Don't Bing what happened to Bing.
Yeah. One small step for man, one man didn't make it.
Yeah. And don't Google Bing Crosby because that guy's backstory
guy.
Is yeah unimpeachable.
Different guy. Not, you don't want to know about him.
Yeah. But you do want to know about the word association, which is what we are. And we're very excited. It's this week. We're so happy. The week this comes out, not to date the podcast, is probably around Arbor Day. So... Eat your biggest bananas, enjoy the forests, whatever you do on Arbor Day. And I'll go ahead and go first with my word, which is arbor adjacent, arbor centric, the word tree.
Oh, I would say that's pretty adjacent. That's almost dead on.
Yeah, it's almost, yeah. You almost hit the nail on the coffin that is made out of tree. Or wood.
Wait, what's made
Why
out of tree?
Why don't we say made out of tree?
Why don't we say made out of tree? I really like that.
Wow.
I think you stumbled on something. I think that's really...
What's your house made out of? It's made out of tree.
Yeah. I think that's really great. Do you have hard tree floors in the house all throughout? Yeah, hard tree.
It would be great if you just wouldn't give in. You'd be like, yeah, it's a tree. It's not. I mean, it's wood, tree, who cares? Same thing.
Okay. So if we're sort of, if A then B being this... Then that would mean like a woody boner would be a tree.
Yeah.
Is that what
you're
going
popping
for?
Okay. Yeah. Pop a tree.
Sure.
Popping a tree.
Popping a tree.
Yeah, popping a tree. Yeah.
Woody
when
tree
you come,
pecker.
You can yell, when you come, you can yell timber.
Now, would a tree house become a wood house?
Yeah, I think so.
That is true. It all
it
switches.
It does all switch.
It all switches.
Okay, so a tree house is a wood house. Okay.
A tree house is a wood house.
Woodrow Wilson becomes
Treetro Wilson. We know that.
Danny Trejo.
Treetro Wilson.
Treetro. And Treetro is also one of my favorite things to do in a basketball game. Shoot some
Treetro. Oh, yeah. Love taking a couple of Treetros.
You know who did that?
It's all muscle memory.
Tre Harrelson in White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, Tre Harrelson.
That's a lot of...
Mm-hmm. Also, Tre Rollins now becomes Wood Rollins, the famous basketball player who was the coach of the Portland Trailblazers and the player.
Are we leaving Lumber alone? Mm-hmm. Does Lumber get to be Lumber?
Yes.
Rob, how dare you? Lumber,
how dare
you? Leave Lumber alone.
I lament your Lumber lactation. I couldn't figure out how to put another L word there. Okay, so Tre Wood. Tre is now Wood. Wood is now Tre.
Mm-hmm.
It would be wild to like build a house. I'm sure this has probably been done. Build a house where it's like the four pillars or corners of the house are like trees, right? I've seen houses where like a tree grows through it.
Yes, I've seen those.
Yes.
But to be like the structures that we're going to build around or through are going to be the trees. I think that would be pretty neat.
That would be crazy. I just worry about the longevity of that house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you need the tree to be alive.
And animals living in my house.
Yeah. I will. There is this neighborhood near my house. I don't know if it's still Chicago. It might be Skokie. I forget where it is. But we drive. They do like all these big mansions. They do like crazy Christmas decorations. Like I think a lot of people in the neighborhood hire professional people to come in. They do like huge, huge stuff.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so cool. There's one house though. It makes it look like they have a giant Christmas tree going all throughout the house and out of the roof. Like just the way the lights are organized, like they have a window set up where it
That's
looks
cool.
like the tree goes up and
That's
then
smart.
On top of the roof is the top of the Christmas tree. Kind of just reminded me of that. Cause I think it's really, it looks like a giant Christmas tree just shot up straight through their house.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So let's, as we continue as a society, let's try and implement more trees, more nature into homes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wood is now tree. Mm-hmm. Start spreading it around. Mm-hmm.
So we say 1-2 wood now instead of 1-2 tree. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah.
Well, people from New York would. Hey, 1-2-3. I guess they always have, but now it's spreading.
People from New York.
Hey.
Tree. They wouldn't wood. They would tree.
Mm-hmm. You like that? Mm-hmm.
Wood and wood is now the same. All woods is replaced with tree.
You like that Suzanne Summers show, Woods Company?
There you go. Nice. Putting it together.
I like this a lot.
We have in the house that we were moving to next month, there is a large tree in the front yard, very large tree. But when we went to see the house, it was still wintertime, so the tree hadn't mm-hmm. sprouted.
Yep.
So I have no idea what I'm walking into. I don't know what type of tree it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if it's one of those... You know, it's white in the early spring and then goes green. One of those peach, it's called like a freaking...
Peach tree?
It's like invasive. It's like weird. It's like, no, it's called like a something pear tree, but it's not pears.
Partridge in a?
That is different. No. No, there's some weird tree. I'll tell you this. I didn't really see it ever in Chicago, but in Ohio, they're fucking everywhere. They're like stark white in the springtime.
Hmm.
And then all the white falls off, and they stink. Apparently, they're like a smelly tree. And then all the whites fall off, and then it goes green.
Hmm.
But it's called something like a something pear tree. But it doesn't sprout any fruit.
Well, I will say, we bought our house in maybe August or July. I forget when we saw it, put an offer in. I think we closed in September and October, so it was like in the beginning of the fall, but not quite the fall.
Hmm.
I have a huge, 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 gigantic tree in our backyard. And this is City of Chicago, regular city size backyard. Not big, right?
Yeah.
This tree is taller than our house. I mean, it's huge. And I had no idea what I was getting into when fall hit and the leaves came down. Mm-hmm. I mean,
your kids would be crushed.
And here come the leaves.
It really is awful, and I feel like I'm doing like a suburban sized backyard worth of raking and leaf bagging just from this one tree. It just covers my backyard. And the extra added gift of the springtime, which it just started 2 days ago, it's now got leaves going, and it spits out these little green things, and it's going to cover our backyard in this
seeds.
Green shit that I have to something. I don't know. I don't know the technical term, but it really, like, twice a year, this thing, and then it has a cycle of those propeller things that come down. It's really...
Whirly birds.
Yeah, those are fun.
Is that what you call them, whirly birds? That's a good name for them. I didn't know.
I grew up calling them whirly birds.
Okay.
Here's what I'll suggest.
Mm-hmm.
Stop raking.
Can't.
Leaves are food. Think of leaves as food for your ground, for the ground around your house. What's going to happen is it's going to biodegrade and just sort of soak into the soil.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah, like, or just burn them.
No.
Ooh, yeah, burn them.
No.
Don't rake them.
No.
Burn.
Don't rake them first. Don't make a pile.
Mm-mm.
No.
Just line your yard with gasoline and then do a control burn.
Or here's what you do, Rob. Take 3 or 4 of like the leaves that are, I don't know if they're the biggest. I don't know if they're like the most ominous, like tough looking. Put them on spikes in front of in front of your house.
Yes.
That lets all the other, that's a deterrent. Mm-hmm. That's going to let all the other leaves know.
Here.
Here's what happens.
And then I'll just
like,
I can write
time.
On a sign, make like a wood and leave.
Yeah,
like do like an old hobo bindle thing, like on the front, on your front stake. Is then they know that they're not.
It's really the process there was one time my wife and I were out of town for a couple of weeks or a week and a half or something. My parents came to watch the kids, and this was in November.
So you say you leafed town for a bit. Okay.
But this is like peak dumping leaves all over the backyard. I did not want my stepfather to, because I know he'd be tempted to like help out and do it. I was like, no, be with the kids. Don't do this shit. It's really a nightmare. It's not fun. So I got the people who cut my neighbor's grass. I was like, hey, can you just come by and do it? Do they charge me? I want to say it was like $175. And they didn't bag them. They filled up all of our garbage cans in the alley with leaves. And whatever didn't fit, they put them under the garbage cans. I was furious, dude.
Oh, that sucks.
No way.
Yep. So that was only, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it from here on out, and I'm going to do it right. And that made me so mad. Cause like, I wasn't expected to pay that much. And then for them to do that, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Rob. What if you got, what you know the nets that when a guy gets shot out of a cannon, he lands in?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you
what
can just call
just
it a net.
One of them, what if,
I do live pretty close to a circus supply store, so I can
there
swing
you go.
By.
There you go. So just put a big net in your yard, and then all the leagues will be caught on it, and then you just wrap the net up and, you know, bring it to Indiana.
Like a fisherman.
Throw it over the bridge.
This brings us to a brand new segment.
Uh-oh.
This is called Tree You Rather. I mean, previously it would have been called, I'm sorry, previously
would you
Tree
rather?
You have been called Would You Rather, but now it's called Tree You Rather. Rob, would you rather spend $170 for your neighbors to dump all the leaves in your trash can and make a mess? Or there's a thing, I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically a vacuum for leaves it's almost like it looks like a lawnmower, and you run it over your backyard and it simply picks up the leaves and puts them in a bag through this mechanism. Mm-hmm. Now, have you seen this? Is this something you'd be interested
in? It's called a lawnmower.
Yeah. I do have a leaf blower that sucks things up and fills in the bag. I do have that.
That's a leaf sucker.
A leaf
that
sucker.
Sounds like a leaf
I've got
That's
a leaf sucker.
Sounds like a leaf sucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a leaf sucker. Yeah. I have that.
Yeah.
So I do use that. The bag fills up quickly and I have to bag it after that. And just for the record, it wasn't my neighbor. It was the landscapers who do my neighbor's yard.
Same thing.
My neighbor didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I have a guy who comes over and just narrates the yard going from summer to fall. But that's a leaf shriver.
I was wondering what's. I couldn't tell if you were doing a aerate joke or. But no, it's leaf shriver.
I was thinking Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman was great. Yeah, do a Morgan Freeman. Get a bucket list. Put the leaves in the bucket.
Have you guys climbed trees
in the bucket?
Ever climb trees as a kid?
I did not because I never had that. I never had that ability to like. Climb.
You Adam? I think all humans.
No, but like, you know, I'm not tall.
Yeah. Everyone I hung out with from, and I moved around probably from when I was born to the age of like 12, 13.
Born to
my family moved 8 or 9 times. So I was constantly moving. But every time I got a group of friends, everyone in the group would be like tree climbers. I don't know if that's just a young boy thing.
Yeah.
But I could climb, but I was also terrified of heights.
Right.
And I just did not. My dad was not the typical dad who like teaches you, like throws the ball in the backyard and plays catch and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad never really taught me any of that stuff. So they would do it. And I'm like, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to do this. This is not a muscle I have in my body. Mm-hmm. So I would usually make some excuse and leave or just kind of hang out at the ground and be like, I'll catch if somebody falls or something. But it was always very embarrassing to be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Rob, did you ever?
Similarly. No, I very, very similarly. Like a lot of my friends did climb trees and I would go up to like the first limb. But I'm also so afraid of heights. That was it. Like I had no desire. I mean, there's something happened to my body where it just like tightened up. Like, don't do it, you know? So I just couldn't physically do it. So if there was a low enough limb, I would shimmy up there, but that was as far as I would ever go.
I did have a wood house. I did have a wood house in my backyard, though. But it had stairs to get to like the...
Oh, you had a tree house, you know, for real growing up?
No, I had a wood house.
A wood house. I'm so sorry.
And so, yeah.
Wait, I thought wood was trees now.
No, but...
Trees is wood?
Well, but if something was wood, now it's trees.
Right. So a tree house is a wood.
So a tree house
is
not
wood. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Yes.
Remember the formula, my man. E equals MC wood. But we had that, and me and my sister were having a fight one time. I threatened to jump out of the treehouse with a garbage bag as a parachute because I told her it would work.
Tree work, you mean.
And thankfully, she talked me out of it, but I probably would have fallen because it was high. I mean, it was one of those, you know, playset treehouses that was, but it was fairly, fairly large. And thank God I was talked out of that because I would have shattered both of my legs.
That's very... very dramatic.
It is funny the number of kids you hear about jumping off of their roofs because they see Superman or something and they just want to go. It's just like, just get me up there and I'll jump and it'll all work. And you just wonder what goes on in their brain that second they realize it was a mistake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they probably think in their head like, I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than everything you ever.
That was Fine for Fighting with Superman, dedicated to Brett Lyons. Brett Lyons, keep jumping out of those woodhouses.
Get well soon.
I think for the first 2 seconds, they're like, I'm flying.
Right.
And then the third and fourth second, they go, wait a minute.
No, I'm not.
Wait a minute.
I'm going
and then
down.
And then those people who do that and then survive escalates to they jump off someone's roof into an in-ground pool, which is also so stupid.
I think I would, I mean, I haven't seen all the Superman movies, granted. I think if I was if I was younger and I was susceptible enough to be like, oh, maybe I'm Superman and I can fly. Mm-hmm. I would start with like from the ground. I'd be like, let me
see if I could get going from the ground first.
Let me just put one hand on my hip like a teapot and one hand up in the air and see if I can launch from there. And if that doesn't work, I'm not going higher.
That or maybe pick up a car. Let's test the super strength out first before you go to flight, right?
Oh, do strength before flying? Just go, okay. It doesn't work that
way. The assumption of like, I probably can fly. I, of course, don't have super strength. That's absurd. But I can fly? No. Try to pick up a car. If you pick up a car, then you can jump off your roof. I think it's a good.
It's true.
At least that's how I'm going to raise my kids.
Step one, try and fly. Step two, try and pick up a car. I will say As a youngster, I don't know where I heard this or where I read this. I don't know if this was on the news or if it was an anecdote from someone. I thought much more often as an adult, I would see, hear, or experience people lifting cars. Because I don't know if it was like a 60 Minutes
the
special.
The mom strength stuff?
There was a thing where they're a kid was trapped under a car and a mom.
Yeah.
There's this phenomenon where, if anybody doesn't know, I'm sure they do, and I'm sure I'm also saying it wrong. But there's something where it's like a mom saw her kid under a car, was flooded with adrenaline, and was able to pick up, like lift up the car, not pick it up, lift up the back of the car, let him get out, and then put it back down. And I thought, oh, this is like a big part of being an adult is like every once in a while, when you're in a dangerous situation, your body will just be like, it's go time, and you turn into Colossus. I thought that was going to be such a big part of adulthood, and I have not heard or seen hide nor hair of it.
Nope, but I remember
from
those
yourself
news
personally?
Stories.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll be like, Is this now the time? Like, I'll see a spider, and I'll be like, oh, and then I run outside, and I'm like,
I got
this Prius has got...
Yeah, it's going to be, you're not going to know about it until, like, someone's about to die. Like, it's not going to be like, I got to the last nut in the bag here. I just can't crack it open. Oh, I did it.
I'm walking around the neighborhood. I'm like, the Warriors were eliminated in the play-in? And then I try and lift up a Hummer, and I'm
like,
"No." And
the concrete below you just shatters. Yeah, I got bad news. One of your cats is gonna, cats or your wife is gonna be in a life, and that's where it's gonna come in play.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Quit trying to use it now, because if you use it, you lose it.
It would be nice if we all got like one of those where it's like once in your life
you just get to choose when to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or there's like, you know, there's some spot on your body where it's like, you pinch your nipple, then that floods your body with it. You know, mm-hmm. It's a one-time use.
Yeah, it's a one-time
use. Sure.
It's like a cyanide pill.
Pinch
but...
your nipple.
Let's all pretend I didn't say pinch nipple, okay? Let's not dwell on that, make that a thing.
Yeah. That's the only way
like
it'll work.
Something you're really trying to push here.
No, I think that's the only way it'll work.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to break.
I got to get this parking spot. I got to move this car in my parking spot. Baby, pinch my nipple. What?
Oh, man, this box says team lift. No, not today. No. Pinch my nipple.
Okay, okay.
Get that in the house myself.
All right, my kink is out. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with more words that aren't nibble.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Brett Lyons.
Yes.
What is your word today?
My word today is... That's interesting.
Oh, why are you reacting to your word? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Say something.
Caca! Whoa, did you guys see that a bird?
I heard it. I didn't see anything. What'd
I just
see?
Flew right over my... Caca! Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh, that bird's got something little in its hand.
Krakow?
Yeah. Caca! Whoa.
Do you have a wood in my hand. Near your house? Like a window?
No, a bird just dropped Hold on. The bird just dropped something in my hand. It's a letter. It's an email.
Wow.
Dropped an email.
Bird mail. I got a bird mail. I got a bird mail. Bird mail. Well, okay, everybody. We got our first ever bird mail.
Wow. And a huge thanks to Nipple the Hawk. Nipple, thank you so much for this. Is first time this hawk has been on the show. Nipple, thank you so much. Nipple, anything you want to plug?
And Brett, before he leaves, don't forget to pinch him.
There you go. I got to give him super strength for his long trip south. All right. We got an email here from Margaret Haproff. Margaret Haproff says, I hope you guys never see an alligator. Brett's advice was wrong. Disagree. It's not true about running zigzag from an alligator. Unfortunately, it's a myth. Don't run from an alligator. Back away crazily. It says back away crazies. Oh, okay. Back away. I'm crazy.
Back away crazily.
Yeah. Back away crazily is what you... but zigzag makes me think of those rolling papers, which brings me to my favorite word. Ooh, this is Arbor Day-ish. Cannabis, also.
Ooh.
Trees, also known as trees. Cannabis. I used to work in the cannabis industry in California for 4 years. It sucked, but it's still a lovely word to me. Been loving the pod. Feel free to use my name. I did, to start with. Well, thank you, Margaret. And we will use your word. And the word today, and the word I'll use, is cannabis. Cool.
And Margaret, again, thank you. And listeners, twats, we always greatly appreciate when somebody points out when Brett is wrong. So, Margaret, thank you. Thank you.
She didn't use any specifics on why I was wrong. So
no, I think she said you're supposed to back up slowly from an alligator.
She said it. She said back away crazily, which is
wild. You misread it. It's back away crazily.
You can always play, In the subject of the email, you can put hashtag Brett Lyons,
L-I-E-N-S.
Yeah.
Or L-Y-I-N-G-S. Brett's Lyons.
Words cannabis. Fun. Hashtag.
There you go. And I will jump into the word, but I will say, I think my instinct for any animal that scares me would be back away slowly, not run in zigzag. I don't know if it's always the right one, but I think I would just be so afraid to start a chase that I would be like, I'm just going to back away. And if it decides, it's my time. It's my time. But if I run zigzag, I'm saying, let's go, dude. And that's, I feel like that's really initiating the hunt.
A game, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going based off the fact that, like, you know, and their legs are so tiny. They
They're
can't be
quick,
like doing like Reggie Williams cuts, you know, on the field, you know. I get that they're quick, but they start going this way, and all of a sudden they're going to go this way and this way and this way, and they got that big old tail. I'm running zigzag. I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm going zigzag on the old croc. Crikey.
Yeah, it's...
He ran zigzag. He got eaten immediately.
Brett, I agree. The way that these apex predators, the way they're built is just wrong. Like, gorillas are so bulky, they couldn't hurt me. There's so much muscle. They could barely lift their arms. I'm sure they couldn't tear off my face in a second with ease.
Well, not if you're running a zigzag.
And tigers have those little whiskers. Oh, you just got to touch a whisker and that'll just, it'll hurt. It'll hurt. And it'll
knock
stop.
Them out. Too sensitive.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. I would never run zigzag if any animal was coming towards me, because we live in an era, an Orwellian society, where cameras are always watching, either people's cell phones or security cams, and I would be so humiliated posthumously, I would be so concerned that I would, like, they would bring my parents in to be like, can you identify this mound of flesh, this ground beef?
Yeah.
And they're,
you know,
like,
what,
I see some,
like,
plaid.
The top looks bad, but the feet look great. Those feet were not touching. Those feet probably zigzagged and they got out of the way, but the rest of the body slowed down.
Oh. And then they'd be like, we have, I'm so sorry to do this now, but we have some video footage of your son's last moments. And it would be an alligator on a golf course, and I would start running zigzag, and they'd be like, our best guess is that he was high on PCP.
Also pinching your nipples to see if the strength kicks in.
I'm running zigzag, pinching my nipples and screaming crazily.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, that's not that fun.
Horse-drawn carriage is the best fruit of society.
Sure.
Double down on a French fry. But I feel like my parents would be like, oh, no. And I'd be, you know, a ghost being like, no, Brett said
zigzag. Brett said zigzag.
Yeah. Brett said Fred. All right, well, let's
cannabis.
Get to the word, which is cannabis. We're all users. I mean, I think we've all used it at some point.
I would never admit to anything that goes out public.
Sure. Well, it's legal now.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
legal.
Know. Brett, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Then I have.
Yeah, it's
That's
legal.
That's a good point to have.
It's legal and everywhere we're recording from right now.
It's true.
I didn't get into it, though, till much later in life. I feel like I probably didn't.
Just like Zeppelin.
Similar to Led Zeppelin.
It was Dylan for me, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I didn't get into it until probably maybe 8 years ago, but then really tried to catch up as much as possible on what I missed in all those previous years.
Well, Brett, you didn't go to college, so that would have been a big
I didn't go
spot.
To college, so that I was in the improv scene, but at that time I wasn't drinking either. Mm-hmm. And so I think probably I was just clueless to, like, what was going on. I think I was just clueless to, like, well, if I'm not drinking, I'm not going to try drugs or whatever. So type of stuff like that. I will say, to Margaret's point where she said she worked in the industry for 4 years, right after COVID.
Oh, I remember this. And I remember what you're
right
saying.
After COVID happened, I applied to work at a dispensary in Chicago. Yeah. And I was coming out of COVID. I applied, I got the job, I got accepted. And I went to fill out the paperwork and get my ID badge because I was supposed to start like a week later. Mm-hmm. I was in the room, like the break room of the cannabis dispensary I was going to work at. And everyone who was working there was taking edibles, smoking huge joints, and it was like 10:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And
it's
I didn't realize I thought similar to a...
Like a bar?
In a way, I thought similar to like, you work at a liquor store, you're not going to be drinking liquor the whole day. It's not the case. And I don't fault them at all. It just was like, I was like, oh no. When I smoke weed, I smoke it like at night. I don't like to really be high during the day type stuff. And I just also couldn't think like, oh, I'd work from 9 to 4 o'clock and I would come home and I'd just be like...
Oh, one of the best Dolly Parton songs.
Baked out of my fucking mind. And I'd like... whatever, you know, so it was just like such a, and I never worked. I sent an email like when I got home and I was like, I'm in over my head. I this wasn't a good idea type stuff, just because I didn't realize that it was, don't fault those people whatsoever. But my wife was pregnant at the time and, you know, I was just trying to get back into the workforce and I wasn't thinking at the time like, oh, this is something that like happens here.
No, that's valid. And yeah, I don't work in 9 to 4 o'clock. Lord, way to make
working
a
living. 9 to 4, told my boss I had to leave early.
9 to 4:20, I like it.
Ooh, 9 to 4:20.
Yeah, no, that
100%.
That is tough. That's like a once in a while, but if that's every day, again, if you want to do it, go nuts. But yeah, that's a lot to
and
sign
also,
up.
And also, to be fair, I could have absolutely taken the job and just been like, I don't do it or whatever. But it seemed though that it would have been very hard for me to not do it.
Sure,
It feels like a lifestyle. Like there's people in my life I've known. I don't think I've ever been like good friends with anyone who's like, well, I guess there's one person the three of us know who's maybe a pothead.
Fair.
Nape to neck, you know, forehead to asshole. Sure. But it does seem like a lifestyle in terms of like you're the wake and bake. You go to, it's just like you're high all the time. You learn to like function high, which is something I've never learned to do. Something I'd be scared to go into work high to any degree. But I know there was in college, or the sort of drug dealer for the theater community was a guy named Cash. And it's
love
like
it.
One.
Wait, the theater community had a specific drug dealer?
Oh, I really hope he spelled it with a K too. I hope it was like K-A-S-H.
Now, here's the thing. Never saw his license. I'm sure that wasn't his given name. I almost can guarantee it. He was probably 110 pounds, soaking wet, blonde ponytail. Exactly what you're picturing a guy named Cash who deals drugs in college looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at ISU of all schools.
Illinois State University. Yeah. I'm sure he was probably, nobody knew, I don't think he was a student. Nobody really knew where he came from or where he is now. I'm sure he was like 28. The rumor was he had a gun on him. So I feel like anytime he was at like the theater parties, I'd always be like, I wonder if this guy has a gun on him. I'm sure he does.
What is his deal?
What theater kid is
going
to be like,
to
you
a
know?
Theater party, you're bringing a gun. Yeah.
Maybe it was a prop gun. Maybe it was just all a bunch of misunderstandings.
He just had a flair for the dramatic.
He just had a starter pistol from a track meet. Yeah.
Some weed. My kingdom for some weed. so it does feel like it's a really strong brand to be able to work at a dispensary, to be able to smoke weed every day.
But it's also like pretty, it's crazy, because I say this all the time, it's crazy to me that it's taken so long to legalize this, where it's like, if you know of somebody who wakes up and starts drinking, and they drink all day, that's going to be a rough person to be around. It's going to be... It's not going to be someone that you're going to want to hang out with whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like,
speaking
that's an issue.
Crosby.
That's a problem. That's like thing. But someone who like smokes weed all day, it's like, oh, cool. It's like, yeah, you might not, whatever. You might be late to stuff or whatever your MO is as an all day person. But like, it is crazy. Like, one is insane.
Yeah.
And like, you'd be super concerned. You'd be like, you should get some help. But the other one is like, all right, that's just how you function, because I get it. I get it. The same thing what you said. Like, I know someone who does it all the time, and you know, that's how they function. I find myself also sometimes too being like, you know, just with anxiety and depression and whatnot of like doing that, and I'm just like, oh, I feel like a weight has been, you know, lifted off. But at the same time, Irish Catholic guilt. I don't want the weight off me the entire time. I want to be slowly pushed down throughout the day until I can, you know, get rid of it.
I was friends with a couple of people in high school who were wake and bake, you know, stoned all the time. And it always interested me because they were just, I don't know, that was just how they were. And they went through an entire school day, every school day. Why did I put this accent there? That was weird. And they went through every school day just stoned was very interesting to me. You're talking, they're nice guys, like nice people, got along and everything, but that was just their thing. You know, they would sneak out, smoke a little bit, come back into the school. You know, they weren't, and yeah, it's, I did one time I smoked weed before school just to see if I could do it. Not to like smoke weed, but I mean, to just, could I get through a day? And I hated it. I was not, I'm not a person that can be in public in that situation. So I was, just like, every teacher knows, every student knows, any minute I'm going to get arrested. Like, you know, that was just everything that was going through my head. Like, just don't answer the questions. Keep your head down. Don't look at the teacher. Don't try, don't get called on.
Wait, why are we dividing numbers? I don't like that. Keep them together. Keep the numbers together, please.
I got to get out of here. And I zigzag run out of the classroom just in
When's
case.
When's lunch?
What's the, do you guys have like a weirdest thing that you've ever concocted, like in terms of a snack or something while you've been high? Because I maybe 6 months ago or so, whenever some point last year, late last year, October, November, I went to France and I got a tin of foie gras and brought it back.
Okay.
And I was stoned one night. I do edibles. I don't smoke anymore. In college, I would smoke bongs or whatever, but or joints. But at this point, I just do edibles. But I took a few edibles and then I opened up the foie gras and I was like, I want to do something with this. And I had some Girl Scout cookie Thin Mints.
Oh, no.
And so I smeared, I made like an Oreo out of Thin Mints and foie gras. Oh. And here's what I'll say.
Jesus, dude.
Unfucking believably good.
Really?
I mean, it's like a sweet and a salty. Yeah. I mean, it's like chocolate covered bacon.
Unbelievably good.
Really?
Do you guys have a sort of a gourmet concoction you've made while stoned? Or like a go-to, like Rob, I know you were big into cereal for a while. Did you?
Sure. No, it brought to mind a specific story of mine when I was in college. I remember I had signed up. I used to really be into getting mail. This went from childhood. I would sign up for catalogs. I just wanted to get mail.
Wait, and I'm the one who does a fucking mail time song? Yeah. And you're the one
I just loved getting stuff. So anytime there was something free, I would call on the TV. I would got Hair Club catalogs, VHS tapes of Hair Club, like any 800 number. I would get all that stuff.
Wow.
But I wound up on something in college where you would get like a free sample every week or two, like a something from some sort of grocery. I don't remember what it was. But I, you know, it'd be like, oh, there's like a little thing of chips or cookies or something. Yeah, so it was cool. And there was something from that company outside, like in the hallway of our apartment. We had gotten stoned, and I remember thinking, I don't have any food. Wait, I haven't picked up my delivery. Sweet, I was looking forward to it. I was getting so hungry. I finally was like, okay, now it's time. I walk over, I opened it up, and it was cat food. And I was so bummed out. And I laughed so hard because I had been thinking about it for a couple of hours before I finally got up to get it. Like I was making it be this big thing, this mystery involved. What is going to be this glorious snack? And it was cat food.
I got to ask, Rob, how was it?
It was all right. I put it in between two Thin Mints.
Did it taste good? Yeah, it was not bad. If I know like a night where I'm going to like smoke weed or whatever, I'll go buy cannolis. Because I'm a huge cannoli fan when I'm super high.
You're a cannoli connoisseur.
I did not know this.
Man, I love them. Oh, I don't know. Something about it. Something about just like the crisp and also that just cold, like, what is the filling? It's like
ricotta,
it's not
cream.
Ricotta. It just does it for me.
You got a ricotta.
Yeah, it's really good. No, my worst issue was for a while I bought weed from a guy who I just bought gummies from him, and you know, I was told their level of milligram level, and I always thought it was just probably just a lie because the guy was making it in his kitchen. So I was like, there's no way he was precise on that. If I get too high, I think I'm shitting my pants all the time, and I've never have once shit my pants. So
That would make me never want to smoke again.
Same. What a nightmare.
So
that sounds terrible.
It's happened like three times at like I've been at like a concert and I took one of these gummies, and let's be fair, I probably should have taken half of one, but I took the whole one. So it was probably somewhere around maybe 30 to 40 milligrams, which is, it's a lot. And I'd just be enjoying the show, and then eventually it would hit me really hard. And then I would think to myself, oh, fuck, I just shit my pants, or I just projectile vomited on the person in front of me. So the entire show, here's what would happen. I would try to have a good time, but in my mind, I'd be like, fuck, I'm just sitting in shit right here. So I would go use the bathroom, go into the stall, take my pants down, be like, great, I didn't shit my pants. I'm just too high. Go back, and then same thing. I would feel like, I think I just shit my pants. And then, like, I would just be like, put my hand on my pants to just see, like, all right, I never once did it, but it always is in my mind.
So this is beyond paranoid. You are so convinced you have to physically check, right? You have to physically check.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That seems awful. This is, I know, at the top of the show, we were talking about Zeus and the Greek gods. Brett, this is a Sisyphean task. This is like, instead of Sisyphus rolling a boulder up a hill, they should have cursed him to be like, every day you're going to think you shit your pants 10 times, but you didn't. That is hellish.
Yeah.
That is awful.
And your reward is a cannoli?
Yeah.
I mean,
in ricotta cannoli, baby.
Yeah, which isn't going to help your stomach issues. No, it's just, I enjoy how I feel. But then, yes, sometimes
you enjoy shitting your
I
pants.
Will be overcome with this issue. And it's usually when I'm in a public place and, like, I have no way out because, like, a live concert's happening. So, like, I don't want to leave because I don't want to miss the band. But also, like, you know, a lot of times I'll just, you know, I'll check my pants just to see if I shit.
This feels like a I think you should do sketch. Like, this is brutal.
Like, are you sure you want to smoke? Yeah. Don't you always? No, yeah, I do want to smoke. But don't you always? No, come on, let me. And then the whole time, like, shit my pants.
And then my other bad one, and very quickly, I went to see Coldplay at Soldier Field, like, the year before I moved, so, like, 2021. Mm-hmm. And same thing, took probably too much edible before the show started. I got to the stadium, and they were handing out those wristbands that, when the show starts, they light up, and they all syncopate with the music, mm-hmm. and it's a lot mm-hmm. of fun. So by the time we got in there was none left. And each person, like, at the gate was like, well, if you go to this gate, they have some there. So Mary and all our other friends who came with us went up to the seats. I was like, I'll find us some, because I was, like, high enough where I was like, I want to experience this. So what I didn't realize was I ran around the whole stadium because I thought, like, every single time I went to a gate, they're like, no, it's that one. And then I was getting nervous that I was going to miss the show. So I ended up running around the whole stadium, which was not good. And then I got up to the seat, and my heart rate was going so fast. And then the artist, H-E-R, she was playing, like, still, is the opening act was still on, and she was playing a guitar solo, and the drummer kept drumming fast like this, and my heart syncopated with how fast he was drumming. And
did you just learn the word syncopated yesterday? What's going on?
No. I absolutely had a full-on panic
attack. Well, it's good that the drummer wasn't...
Full-on panic attack, because they wouldn't end the song. It was one of those things where, like, we're going to take this song for a walk.
Well, here's the thing, Brett. Every Coldplay song, they're like the Beach Boys. Every song sounds the same.
Well, this was
that was probably 20 songs in a row, and you're like, they won't end this song. And it's like, that's the whole concert. And
that was the opening act. And the opening act, they just wouldn't stop. And I couldn't come down because I had just ran around Soldier Field for no reason whatsoever.
It was good that, I mean, at least your heart lashed on it. I mean, if the drummer would just started shitting his pants and you syncopated to that, that would have been a problem.
No, because I would have done it. It would have been like a voodoo doll situation.
Here's our new, we're going to move on to Rob's word, but first, here's our new vocal warm-up. Everyone repeat after me. I shit my pants at a Coldplay concert. Please, guys.
I shit my pants at a Coldplay concert.
Perfect.
I shit my pants at a Coldplay concert.
Perfect. And Brett,
you know me. I love these things. It's my favorite thing is to do the vocal warm-ups.
Oh, yeah. And here's what I'll say. Brett, I cannot wait. As your friend, I cannot wait the next time you're around me and I know you're high. I am going to constantly look at Rob and be like,
you smell something?
Do you smell something?
There's a certain level I got to be high, and I don't really hit that level anymore, but I could be tricked. I could be tricked into it, no problem.
Yeah. Well, let's trick Rob White into saying his word today. Rob, how do we trick Rob?
Oh, I'm going to fall for it. Before I do, question. I just wanted to throw this out. Do you guys, if you had a cannoli shop, was there a fun cannoli shop name out there that you're thinking of? I'm thinking, like, you know, there's a lot of crepe ones.
Yeah, I
call
it
Holy
Cannoli. Yeah, that's holy low hanging. But I mean, is there any other one? I don't know. I was trying to think of my head. I was striking out, but I was just wondering if you guys thought of anything.
If I was in New Orleans, I would call it Canola.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very good. Canole. Yeah. Cornhole. Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cannoli and my holy.
Cannoli majors. How about cannoli majors? Mm-hmm.
Cannoli majors.
The $1 million cannolis by Cole.
Yep. All of our grandfathers would love that place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, if you listeners, if you guys,
my aching cannolis.
Jesus Christ. Cannoli.
Well, I mean, this is where I zigzag, you know.
All right.
Come on now.
We'll chew on that. Maybe at the end of the episode, if you guys think of some other ones, we could throw those in. And also, if you out there, if anybody knows or has thought of a great cannoli name for a cannoli shop that doesn't mind us saying it, of course, out loud, you can always email us at twapod@gmail.com. But enough of that. My word.
Real quick, I have one. Pastewoods.
Pastewoods.
Instead of pastries.
Pastewoods.
Okay, Pastewoods.
And we would only get clients, we would only get customers who have listened to the podcast.
We're not going
to
do well.
Sorry, Rob. What's
my word is, or if there's like some version of a cannoli that's not quite a cannoli, we can call it a cantoli.
Okay.
Like it's a non-vegan version or something. Anyway, yeah. My word is dismiss.
Okay.
Dismiss.
I feel like it's a school term for the where
yes,
I know
class
it the most. Yeah, for the most is he was dismissed or class dismissed or
yeah. It to me
you were dismissed from a class, thrown out.
It feels like a version of I said good day.
Yes,
and I don't know why, but to me that dismiss is on that same level.
You are dismissed. I say
like,
good day.
Yeah, like you're out. Like it's a proper way to say get the hell out or this is over.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and someone can be dismissive.
Dismiss quick.
I do feel...
Hot chocolate?
Ah.
Dismiss quick.
Ah.
What are you drinking? Dismiss quick.
So this is a play on Nesquik?
Dismiss Saigon. What are we doing?
No. Swiss
Miss?
Swiss Miss. Yeah, dismiss
Dismiss Swiss.
So you should have said...
Dismiss Swiss.
Not to correct your pun.
No, please do, because I realize now that I did fuck it up.
Dismiss quick. I was like, what are you going for? Nesquik?
No, okay. It was dis Swiss.
You were going for a Swiss
dis,
miss.
Okay. Dis Swiss miss quick.
Okay, everyone, I shit my pants at a Coldplay concert. Let's enunciate. Dismiss quick. Jesus. Rob's fanning his eyes to dry the tears.
I'm still laughing at dismiss Swiss. It's making me laugh.
Yeah. See, the problem is, everybody, is don't try to figure this stuff out in your head. Just say it the first time it comes to you, and it'll all work out. Someone will help you. Someone will help you.
Yes. Let your brain catch up with your mouth.
Correct.
That's Brett's the way he lives his life, his life motto. Definitely. Class schools is what I associate with. What's that guy's name? Not Gene Kelly. Who played Willy Wonka?
Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Ooh, Gene Hackman is Willy Wonka is a totally different movie.
Yeah, real different.
He's cursing up a storm.
Bring back my chocolate.
He has a snub Colt 45. Does Gene Wilder at the end? He gives that speech in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where he's like, "You did this, you did that, you cut you." Polluted the chocolate river.
Right.
And then he says something like, good day, sir. Or he says something.
When Charlie wants to he is still lingering in that office. Yeah, he says something to get him to leave.
Yeah, he
forcefully.
It's
something
like,
was it
I said good day? Or
you, I said good day.
You lose, you get nothing.
Oh, that, yeah, that sounds right.
You lose, you get nothing.
Yeah. Not a zilch. And then Charlie puts the gobstopper on the table.
Yeah, then he does. I say good day, sir, because he's talking to Uncle Charlie.
Whoa.
Uncle Joe.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And then I think you said something about the French Connection. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of...
That was Hackman. Yeah.
But hold on.
There's a clear and present danger here.
But then he coaches that Indiana team to championship.
Right. Victory. Yes, that's right. But then he becomes an enemy of the state.
Yeah, and an alcoholic. But that to me, that might be the... Because we started talking about dismissive and good day, sir. That might be the first time I heard that phrase, is good day, sir. Is that where it comes from? Because I feel like I hear it a lot in comedy where it's like someone will be like, I said good day, sir. Is that does it stem from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I feel like it's got to be older than that. I feel like it's got to be English, but further back.
Wait, it's got to be English.
Well, yeah, British. Yeah,
I see.
Well, English, whatever. Yeah, like I feel like it had to have been. It's so funny because it is I'm done talking with you, but I still have to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, yeah. It's like, not I an said F good
day,
you. Sir.
Like, yeah. You don't. Yes. It's like I said good day,
I
sir.
I set
no
boundaries
no
and
more.
You're crossing them. Yeah. So exactly. it's vilifying them to be like, I tried to end this. You're still going. You're being rude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, now I'm sorry to be stuck on this. Now I want to recast Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with with different actors. So, of course, Willy Wonka is going to be Gene Hackman.
Oh, not sure. Timothée Chalamet?
Oh, no. God, no.
No.
I think Haley Joel Osment will be Charlie.
Okay.
He's a little old, but all right.
But we're going
well,
for
no,
grittier.
Old, younger.
No, no, kind of like bearded. One. Current Haley Joel Osment, but all right.
No, not current. Not okay. Current.
I think
okay.
Ethan,
younger.
Ethan Supley, like American History X, Ethan Supley, I think would be perfect.
Augustus Galoot.
Augustus.
Well, yeah. I was going to say that. I was going to say for Charlie, but sure. And then Uncle Joe or Grandpa Joe. It's
Larry
Grandpa
David.
Joe, right?
Larry David.
Yeah, Grandpa Joe would be Woody Harrelson.
No. All right.
What'd you say, Rob?
I said Larry David.
Ooh.
I think that would just
good.
Be, I would just
right.
love
that's so
too
wait.
Good.
So then it's in, almost the, in, too... the, in the bed, though, it would be Larry David. Yeah. It would yeah. be Super Dave. It would be Richard Lewis. Those would be the other guys
I would
in
just
the
want
bed.
To watch that like... movie, and I would never want them to get out of the bed. I would watch
I know,
that for an hour and a half.
Fizzy lifting.
Right. Yeah. What are you, why do your feet have to be here? Why are your feet here? I don't know.
I do think, honestly, the next time... well, if he does, if Larry David ever hosts SNL again, there should be a sketch where it's the four grandparents in the bed, and yeah. it's absolutely Larry David playing Grandpa Joe, being like,
"Yeah,
you could scooch your feet."
Yeah, I will say this, and it's come up. I don't know if we just are like hitting these topics weirdly because there's no way someone is listening to our podcast that works for Jeopardy, and because the shows were written a while ago that are airing now, mm-hmm. but. Because I'm a frequent Jeopardy watcher, as is Adel, I believe.
Daily.
Something comes up every week of something we've talked about on a previous-ish podcast.
There's been...
And that's a direct answer. It happened the other day, too, and I don't
there's
remember.
Been, I think, four. There's been, in the last couple, maybe 2 or 3 months, there's been four times where somebody... And one of them was like, Rob brought up something, and I was like, I've never heard of this, or I haven't thought about this in like 30 years. And then the next week or two... It was a answer on Jeopardy. I keep every time I see one, I'll take a picture and send it to you guys. And I feel like
please.
A few
same.
Listeners have chimed in about this, but it is very weird. Yeah.
It's weird. And there's no way they're taking it because those episodes were recorded 4 months ago.
Yeah. Maybe this speaks
they're
volumes.
On like a 4 month, they're on a 4 month usually
delay
schedule.
Yeah. Maybe this speaks volumes to how sort of widespread scrambly our brains are, where it's like, we just cover too much every
maybe.
Episode where we should tighten up the show. Maybe this is an
it's
edge
just
to ourselves.
Buckshot. Yeah. It's just basically buckshot. Just yeah. like it's going to hit
true.
Something. Like, yeah,
it's
don't,
true.
Don't forget
true.
If someone has a shotgun and they're going to shoot you, run zigzag.
It's, oh, 100%. You kidding me?
No, I think you.
I mean, that's number one.
I'm pretty sure you back away crazily.
He's got a gun. He's got a gun.
I don't know.
All right. But just other... so Adel said the one. Oh, Adel said his word thing earlier. Of the Coldplay concert thing. Mm-hmm. I have to say what my two favorite ones I do all the time are for words.
Vocal warm-ups, like, you're saying?
Vocal warm-ups, yes. Yeah. And one of them is, don't take granite for granite.
Okay.
Don't so take, the other one is...
Granite for granted?
Granite for granted? Granite for granted.
Don't take granite, like granite countertops,
granite.
Like the stuff.
Sure. Yep.
Don't take granite for granted. Okay.
Okay.
For granted. And then the other one is, even though he worked at a furniture store, he was no lazy boy.
Huh.
Okay, this one kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's a favorite?
Even though he worked at a furniture store, he was a lazy boy. Is this like
I
a sentence?
No lazy boy.
He was no lazy boy. Is this like a sentence that has every letter in it or something?
Yeah, what?
No, it's just ones I like to say.
I will take a Will You William or Wilma Williams over that one.
Ooh, what is that?
No,
I've never heard this one.
Those, see, you've never heard that you're one? Doing real ones. Mine are made up ones that are just fun.
Will You William and Wilma Williams.
Will You Williams and Wilma Williams.
No, William. Like,
watermelon garbage can.
Will You William and Wilma Williams.
Will You
William. You Wilma and William Williams?
So this is like a pastor. This is somebody, a wedding officiant.
Sure. I just think
Will You.
Like a, yeah.
Will
William
you?
Okay. And Wilma Williams.
My favorite is still, she brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot.
She brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper hot potato. That's a good one. That's
now, see, you guys are doing good ones. You have to come
she
up with one.
I'm so sorry.
Misquick in a biscuit very yeah. quickly for the Triscuit.
Let me do one for Brett that I think he'll yes. love. Bill made 10 copies in the Xerox machine and then ate a donut.
There you go. I like that one.
Is that Brett, yes.
Well, but there wasn't a play, though. See, okay. Mine is there's a play on it.
Oh, okay.
See, because he worked at a furniture store, but
he wasn't
a lazy boy.
I see.
But hold
I
on.
See.
But when I shit my pants at a Coldplay concert, that's not a play on words. That's not clever. That's just the words, the way.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Just if you're coming to come up with more clever ones.
Okay, Brett. I think I see what itches the scratch in your brain. Let me try one. I think this is one you're gonna like.
Okay.
It is time to end the episode. Is that what you're looking for?
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
Even though Star Wars had 7 episodes, this episode needs to end.
But what is the joy? There's no joy there.
Yeah, the joy
is
there.
Beginning to look like we should end this episode.
Let's
finally
end the episode quickly.
I was shit on by a flock of seagulls on the way to see Flock of Seagulls.
But there has to be
and
no Brett. Please, there has to be like I. So this is off the dome. Something like, I ate a planter's peanut, but I cannot stand the C note. Whatever. There has to be some amount of like musicality of like this word mm-hmm. sounds like this word, but it's not trying to be a pun. It's not trying to be clever. It's just Liam Neeson's niece stole my Nissan, right?
Oh, what
That's
about
fun.
No.
Canoleum Neeson's?
Rob. I tripped Rob. When I ran no. to see Duran Duran.
I'm trying to force a cannoli.
Brett, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Liam, I have a special set of pastries.
Special set of
pastries. Oh, that is good. Yeah.
Canoleum Neeson.
Canoleum Neeson.
Canoleum Neeson is good.
Well, we're all out of filling and flaky pastry crust. Brett, why don't you go ahead and let us know the menu of today's episode?
Sure. The menu is, you gotta go chop chop on the trees, you know, and then you go smoke smoke on the cannabis, and then you go ring ring, you're dismissed.
Beautiful.
But before you leave, please stop by my new shop in the TWA strip mall. You can only cannoli. Pretty good. Can only cannoli.
You can only live once.
You can only cannoli.
Canoil right. change. Get your canoil changed every 6 months, folks.
Get some fresh ricotta cream in your shell.
And you can email us at twapod@gmail.com. We'll see you all next time.
Send an email to our Gmail so we read it on the P-cast.
Backing away.
Zigzag, I'm zigzagging.
The word association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The word association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
Double buzz means double lightning. Ka-cow, ka-cow. Oh, fuck.